what will you be remembered for? Have you ever stopped to think about what people will say about you 1 year, 5 years, or even 10 years after you leave an organization? Did you leave the organization in a better place than it was when you started in your leadership role? If so, how did you make that happen? Whether you're leading a team, a community, or even your family, the impact that you make today will shape how you're remembered tomorrow. Hi, welcome back to Great to Lead. This is the first of three short videos that will focus on the legacy you leave. Today, we're going to reflect on this question. What do you want to be known for? We all have people in our lives that have made a lasting impression on us. Many times that person has changed the path we were taking and led us to a new one. For many, it was a teacher or a coach, and for others, it was a mentor, friend, or family member. Each day, you are setting things into motion for the people you are around. So, I ask again, as a leader, what do you want to be known for? What legacy do you want to leave? So how can you intentionally create a legacy that reflects your values and inspires others? Let's start with a simple definition. Your leadership legacy is the lasting impression you leave on the people you lead and the culture you've helped create. It's not just about your achievements, but how you made others feel, the opportunities you created for them, and the values you stood by. Whether you're an inspiring leader who has not started their leadership journey or one that is near the end of your journey, these three steps can help you define your leadership legacy. It's never too late to leave a positive impact on the lives of those you lead. So let's dig in. Step one is to clarify your core values. What do you stand for? What principles guide your decisions and actions? I'd venture out to say that these will mirror the core values in your personal life as well. Your core values are what make you, you. Your core values dictate your thought patterns and how you respond to people. For me, my core values are being a person of integrity, someone who shows kindness and is fair, someone who's authentic and strives to grow and learn even when things don't go as planned. What are your core values? Are you the same person at work as you are in your personal life? Take some time to write down your top 3 to 5 values. These are your compass points. They keep you aligned with what truly matters to you. When your leadership reflects your core values, people see authenticity. They trust you and they're more likely to follow your example. Step two is to focus on people. Leadership isn't about you, it's about the people that you serve. Do your goals make yourself look better at the expense of others? Do you put your goals and needs above those that you lead? Ask yourself this, how are you helping your team grow? Not in the past, not a month from now, but right now. Are you empowering them to take on new challenges? Are you creating an environment where they feel valued and heard? Your legacy is built in the moment you invest in others. It's about lifting people up and creating opportunities for them to shine. And step three is to think long-term. Leadership isn't just about what you accomplish today, but the ripple effect you create for the future. What kind of culture are you fostering? Are you leaving systems and practices in place that will continue to benefit others even after you've moved on? Great leaders think beyond their own tenure. They set the stage for others to succeed and create a legacy that endures. Defining your leadership legacy is an ongoing process. It's not about perfection, it's about intention. Every decision, every interaction, every challenge you navigate contributes to the story that you are writing as a leader. So, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? What do you want to be known for? If your core values don't line up with the legacy you want to leave, start building it today. Your actions have the power to inspire, uplift, and create lasting change. Thank you for joining me today. If this resonated with you, please like, share, and subscribe for more leadership insights. Let's continue to grow and lead with intention. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.